The Sly Show, Season 20, Episode 43, Monday, can't trust that day. Whoa, for real. Yo, so what's going on, man? How's everybody doing out there, bro? It's a good day in the neighborhood here. It's a good day because the sun is out. And why is that make it a good day? Because when people see this on video, because we're using the Android camera, you know, adjusts its camera lens to how it looks outside. And if it's gray, the quality ends up, and it's not really the quality, it's just the entire view is just bad. So when it's like sunny, you know, it's clear. And it's sunny as can be, bro. Like Sunny from fucking WWE. You know, she, or WCW, you know, it was one of them motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. My boy Nando is a big WCW, or a big WWE fan. He says, yo, you're going to be able to watch WrestleMania. Now, I'm not big into the wrestling, bro. I'm not big into the wrestling. I don't do it since the Degeneration Next, when they was telling everybody to suck it. You know, that was based. That was based when they was doing that. But apparently, the Jews that run the WWE, that's right, TKO Holdings, Ari Emanuel. This is the same guy that, you know, pretty much has Trump in his pocket, Dana White in his pocket. You know, he is the owner of TKO Holdings. Yeah, it's, you know, it's the same Zionist that Kanye West always talks about, bro. He talks about him frequently, you know. And you know, there's people out there who vote for Trump, who support Trump, who are on the Trump bandwagon, who are on the Trump train, who are in the Trump cult, who are, you know, they have like this, they have this opinion. They have this view that Trump's not bought and paid by the Zionist State of Israel, and you know, let's be honest, he is. You know, Ben Shapiro is like one of these right-wing idiots, right? And there's a few of them out there. Not everyone. You know, I don't consider myself a right-wing idiot. I feel like I'm very informed on the things I talk about. When I tell you that Jews run the world, God damn it, they fucking run this shit. When I tell you that white supremacy is not the biggest threat to fucking humanity, the way the left makes it seem like it is, it's not. But yeah, so anyways, the WWE, bro, if you ever watched the slideshow and you'd be like, yo, bro, this fool was talking about fucking like, yo, he was talking about the fucking Jews with Ari Emanuel. And then he started talking about white supremacy. And then he started talking about fucking green garbage cans. And then he started talking about the word bloodbath. It is such a dangerous word that it's used in the dictionary for economic collapses. That's right. And the left, the liberals, the libbies, as my 11-year-old, soon to be 11-year-old, you know. Yeah, the libbies would say, you know, as he says, the libbies are trying to indoctrinate me, Dad. Yeah, so, you know, they made a big deal about this whole bloodbath thing, and, you know, the thing is if you look up the word bloodbath, it's a word to describe economic collapse. Now, this was just like, kind of like when they did with the Trump shit years ago, you know, when he went down to the Unite the Right rally, or he didn't even go there. Or did he go there? You know, he said, you know, and they tried to blow up the word. There was good people on both sides. Yeah, so what they did over the weekend was they, you know, he was talking about the United States car manufacturing situation, and he used the term bloodbath. You know, he used the term bloodbath. It's an economic term, bro. People with money, people high-end, CEO people, you know, this word is used in the media, like, all the time. You know, right-wing pundits use it, left-wing pundits use it, you know, and, you know, the left just found something that they can use to appear that Trump said some really dangerous things. And it really wasn't dangerous because it's an economic term, bro. It's a word that is used with economic, you know, and then that's the whole thing about it. That's the whole thing about it is, you know, people were, you know, definitely triggered over this over the weekend. And it's hilarious to me because when we look at these things, when we look at the Trump derangement syndrome, when we look at these people who are just controlled, 100%, you know, state-affiliated media. Elon Musk was out here, you know, branding NPR. I don't even know if they went back to X. State-affiliated media, because that's exactly what these people are, bro. When you're watching MSNBC during a Trump, you know, like after Trump just won a primary and he's giving a speech, you know, like, you know, and MSNBC says, no, we're not going to let you hear this because we are state affiliated. That's right. We are to the state. Who is the state? Joe Biden, Democrats, liberals, Jews. That's right. You know, like, you know, when they're telling you, you know, no, we don't want you to hear this. It's communist shit, bro. Just like we was talking about last week with the re-education, you know, they do the re-education. I don't agree with your views, so you need to be re-educated. I don't really, what they're saying is, I don't agree with your views, so we're going to make sure you don't get out of line, and we're going to force you to take this course over here on hate speech. Ain't it funny how the people who are talking about hate speech are fucking politicians? South Dakota, Kristi Noem, bought and paid by the Zionist State of Israel. They are passing Republican people. These are Republicans now, okay? These are fucking Republicans. These are people who talk about being close to the Constitution. These are people who are supposed to be close to the Constitution. That's why I can't get behind none of these faggot politicians, because all of them are getting away from the Constitution. They pass in like hate speech, propaganda fucking laws in red states right now. That's right. Hate speech to who? Hate speech to the Jews. If you go against fucking, if you get anti-Semitic, what's anti-Semitic? I don't know, criticizing anything that Jewish people do. Okay, what's anti-Semitic? Criticizing anything that the teachers union does, who was ran by Randy Weingartner? That's anti-Semitic. Oh, yes. You better not get out of line, bitch, and be anti-Semitic around this bitch. Oh, you out your fucking mind. If you're going to do that. Slideshow season 20, episode 43. How's everybody doing Monday? Can't trust that day. Tuesday, can't trust that bay. Wednesday, can't trust all the gays. They said 7% of, you know, adults living in America are now gay. You know, which is like a huge, like, fucking increase from, like, you know, going from 2020, it just keeps, like, going up. It just keeps going up, and they're like, what is causing all of this gayness in the world? What is causing all these Gen Z motherfuckers to end up sucking dick and licking clits? What are we doing? How did all these fucking young people get so gay so quick? You know, maybe because it's been, like, fucking, like, overly, like, amplified and promoted in people's fucking faces. You know, you turn on TV, you turn on the fucking Bud Light commercial, you turn on TikTok, Bud Light, TikTok. These are two places that Trump has caved to. Are you telling me they're responsible for the LGBTQ stuff? And why is Trump fucking backing that? Maybe because he supports it? I don't know! But yeah, that is exactly what the fucking situation is. Is, you know, the Gen Z is really gay. It's the gayest, like, generation ever. Like, ever. Bro, you gotta be, like, fucking retarded at this point, right? To not understand what's going on here. Oh, and then they use it. No, they were born this way. Make it sound like a stupid-ass fucking, what's her name? Lady Gaga. Um, Yeah, so, you know, I mean, like, what are we doing here, bro? You know, the Jewish ran our LGBTQ agenda. Do we need to say that? Like that? Because, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I'm just going to be a little honest here. This is starting to sound a little anti-Semitic on the slideshow, bro. You know, you said Jewish brand LGBTQ agenda. What the fuck, bro? Do you realize what the fuck you sound like right now, bro? You sound like a fucking anti-Semitic. Bro, you know, how dare you? How fucking dare you point out a fact? You know, facts are anti-Semitic now, bro. Facts are anti-Semitic. So, yeah, that's the bloodbath, the situation, the economic term. We got triggered over economic term, bro. You know, and they don't have, you know, I mean, the reality is the country is in shambles right now. The border is wide open. You got more fucking people that are turning gay. You know, I mean, bro, this is anti-fucking American, bro. It's anti-Christian and anti-American. And, you know, there's people that still believe Hamas lies, Hamas narratives. Who believes that shit? Who believes that shit, bro? Who believes that shit? Boomers, bro. If you're over 50 years old, bro, you're getting unfollowed. People's like, bro, you was posting some anti-Israel stuff, so I'm going to unfollow you. I've been going crazy on my Instagram stories. And you know what? My boy says to me yesterday, he's like, I don't know about that Taylor Swift AI one, bro. I don't know about that one, bro. You might get fucking banned off that shit, bro. They ban me, we create another account, bro. You can't cancel me until you kill me. Who said that? Some dude said that to me years ago, 2020. That was like a little after I told him I was going for the Trump side. He says, the only way you get canceled is if you get killed. I don't know. Michael Richards was dropping the N-bomb a few years ago during one of his stand-up specials. I ain't seen Michael Richards. Who was Michael Richards? Kramer. It's a great show. Yeah, the Jews every once in a while do something great. I would say Seinfeld was a good one. Wasn't Larry David a Jew? Fuck yeah, he was. Fuck yeah. What, you think they're going to fucking put people in place to fucking succeed in Hollywood without them being? Come on, bro. Understand the situation over here. It's America. Slide Show, Season 20, Episode 43. Episodes on the fucking 2024 season. So, yeah, the sun's out. You know, it reminds me of a Beatles song. What was it? The sun. Something about the sun. Here comes the sun. That's right. Here comes the sun. Fathers that don't see their kid don't ever hear those words. Oh shit. You know, I'm trying to make a joke over here. I couldn't even make a fucking joke. Like get to it, bro. Get to your deadbeat father fucking shit, bro. Get to your deadbeat father. If you a deadbeat father, bro, you slap yourself in the fucking face for being such a fucking stupid ass. You're being a stupid ass. I just don't get it, bro. I don't get it, like how a man wakes up in the morning and says, yo, I'm not going to give a fuck about my kid today. I just don't get it, bro. You got to be the loser. What's your purpose, bro? And a lot of times, these people aren't even working. They don't have jobs and shit. It's got to be weird, you know? It's got to be weird, you know? It's like the old meme. You got to be a bold-ass motherfucker to, like, wake up in the morning and say, work, not worried about it. School, kids, not worried about it. The life of a deadbeat, bro. There's lots of memes that talk about these people, bro. Yeah. Lots of memes. Yeah, so apparently, like, we talked about this Don Lemon situation, and, you know, people say, bro, you sound like you're defending Don Lemon. I was like, bro, I don't defend liberals. I don't defend normies, bro. The normieism is, like, off the fucking charts right now, bro. It's off the fucking charts right now, the normieism. Yo, the bloodbath and shit, bro. This dude posted on fucking X. He says, he said bloodbath, and context does not matter. Context doesn't matter. So the context doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah. Imagine if they said that about your life. You know? Like, yo. Yeah. You're a person? You think you matter? No, actually you don't. Context don't matter, bitch. Yeah. If anybody ever says context doesn't matter, feel free to take them out of context whenever you want. If context doesn't matter. Crazy was a song by Patsy Cline. Yeah. So I am not it. I am not it. Someone watches this, they'd be like, yo, this dude's wilding up, bro. He's over here talking about context. He's over here talking about context not mattering and shit. What's next? You gonna talk about Tim Pool fucking shilling to Jews? Bro, this guy Tim Pool. All right. Look. I don't consider him a right-wing guy, even though, like, he's grifted to that side 100%. You know, but the reality is this, bro. The reality is this, is there are certain people in this world, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro. Look, the whole Jew, the Jew thing, like, it rubs people the wrong way because people have been indoctrinated into feeling sorry for these people, all right? But you don't feel sorry for people that run the world, all right? These people are fucking the establishment. When we talk about the media, when we talk about the medical industry, when we talk about big tech, when we talk about, you know, entertainment, and we talk about, you know, when we talk about these things, yo, these people are running shit, all right? And they want you to feel sorry for them. They want compassion, et cetera, et cetera. Tim Pool, when Kanye West and Nick Fuentes went on Tim Pool's show, like, I don't know when it was. It was like 6 months ago, last year or something. You know, this was around the time when Kanye went on Alex Jones and Hitler, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and when Kanye walked off. You know, like, he wouldn't even say, like, he wouldn't even acknowledge, like, the situation. You know, see, that's the problem with these right-wingers, you know, and I am going to bundle him into this because it really just seals the deal on what I'm saying. You know, these right-wingers who talk about being pro-free speech, you know, don't tread on me, fuck around and find out, but the minute you start bringing up Israel, you know, you turn into a little faggot. Like, It's there's no, you know, for people who may not understand, like, agendas and who's involved in the banking system in America, who's been involved in the elite system, when we talk about pedophilia and the open borders policy, and you know, for those of you that don't understand all that shit, this shit probably looks extreme, you know. When I oppose Israel, or I oppose Jews, or I oppose Zionists, or I oppose faggots like Robert Shmuley, you know, but if you understand the agenda, if you understand, like, who's running the shit, who's the puppet master, shit is so, like, it's so stupid to you, like, where it's like, yo, why would I be offended off that? You know, only a normie would be offended. And Tim Pool came up with a new term called Israel Derangement Syndrome. Anyone who opposes Israel, anyone who points out facts, okay? And, you know, when like I said, when Kanye West and Nick Fuentes went on the show, he refused to say that Jews run the world. He wouldn't even use the word Jews. He was like, I'm not going to say that word. I'm not going to say that word. Bought and paid, bro. Bought and paid, 100%. You know, and that's the thing about business, and, you know, with these people, and, you know, one of the things that people need to understand about the Sly Show is, you know, people always say, like, people come to me and be like, yo, bro, Jew talk is kind of heavy, bro. You know, I liked it when you weren't into politics. And I'm like, bro, like, I was talking about Jews in 2009 when I lived in Los Angeles. And there was like, when, you know, when I would drive through Beverly Hills and it was dark as fuck during Christmas time. You know, we were opposing the Jewish narrative. What, see, it's popular now. It's popular now. Oh yeah, it's popular. It's much popular. It's very, well, it's not that popular. It's popular amongst people that really don't care. You know, they don't care like what people think about them. See, if you care what people think about you, then yeah, I can understand. You know, but me, I don't care what people think about me, bro. I am me. I am an original person. I am original. Not to be confused with the 1960s, 70s soul group, The Originals. They had a song called Baby, I'm For Real. But anyways, yeah, so Tim Pool is a fucking faggot, bro. You know, for him to be doing this shit after the whole fucking situation. And I kind of like gained respect for him last week because he came up with this whole fucking thing. You know, the whole, like, TikTok, you know, Israel wants to buy TikTok. And I was like, okay, it's kind of based, you know. There might be some truth to that. I don't know. But, you know, these Republicans, bro, these right-wingers are fucking controlled. Yeah. That's why I'm losing followers, bro. You know, it don't matter, though. Because the way I look at it is followers, first of all, some of them will come back. You know, most of them will fucking like get over themselves. But no, there is no regret. There is no like second thinking about this when we talk about Jewish people the way we do, when we post up these memes, when we do all that shit. There is no second thinking. There is no like, oh damn, am I fucking up here? No, not. I never feel bad about it. I never regret it. I never. Like, bro, these people run the world, bro. These people hate, bro, you gotta understand. Especially if you're a conservative, okay? If you're a conservative, like, you should 1,000% be opposing the Jewish narrative. Like, I mean, what are we talking about? What is a conservative for? Jesus. They hate Jesus. All right, seriously, they do. Whenever Jesus gets brought up to the ADL guy, Jonathan Greenblatt, you know, whenever he does all these smirking faces, you go to fucking, you know, you go to Israel, you start. There's videos of Christians getting spit on, like, bro. Like every aspect of conservatism, America First, Jesus, open borders. LGBTQ, Second Amendment, freedom of speech, every aspect of conservatism, you know, the Jews are against. So yeah, I mean, that's the reality, and I don't give a fuck. So what's the situation with Tim Pool? Is he funded by Jews? Probably, you know, either that or he wants to live in this like. You know, like, a lot of these YouTube guys want to self-censor themselves. Like, I don't get it, bro. People who do that shit on the internet are fucking clowns to me, bro. When I come across tweets or X posts, you know, and people are self-censoring themselves, they're typing up murder and they're, like, putting a star in one of the words. It's like, bro, what are we doing here, bro? I don't believe in free... I don't believe in censoring, bro. I don't give a fuck. I don't. Censorship is horrible, bro. I've been getting censored my whole life. We was trying to post DJ mixes on SoundCloud, and we had like close to 10,000 followers, and they was like, "No, we're gonna nuke this." I would like to operate in a society where there's no censorship. That's why I get so. You know, when Elon Musk talks about restoring free speech, you ain't restoring free speech, bitch. You restoring your mouth to fucking Israel's dick. That's all fucking Elon Musk is restoring. All these fools are fucking bought and paid. I seen fucking, what's his name? what the fuck is his name? Mike Pence. You know, he was given his explanation yesterday on why he's not endorsing President Trump. And he says, you know, as a Christian man, you know, I'm going to forgive. I've forgiven him for the wrongdoing he's done in my life. And, you know, demanding me to certify a fraudulent election. You know, he said what he said, right? And let me see what we're doing. Let me see how we're looking with time here, people. How we looking with time here. So he said that, right? And then he's like, you know, so that's me being a Christian, and you know, I'm you know, that's, you know, but I cannot endorse this man because, you know, unfortunately he's done some constitutional things that, excuse me, that was the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Love good music, bro. Eagles. Hotel California and shit. What you know about it? Anyways, we'll talk about that later. We can talk about the Eagles later. So, like, fucking Mike Pence was like, yo, you know, due to the Constitution, you know, this and that. But here's, so he's trying to play like, oh, I'm a Christian man. Bro, he's a fake fucking Christian. Matter of fact, so is Trump. So is Carrie Lake. So is, anybody, bro. All these Republicans are fake Christians. 100%. You know, because, you know, they try to like act like, you know, first of all, they're all bought and paid by Israel, okay? Now, first of all, Israel hates Christians. This is like well known. All right? So any Christian politician, any Republican that says, oh, we're God. And, you know, Mike Johnson does that. Speaker of the House. Yeah, he does that all the time. He'll talk about how much of a Christian he is. And, oh, we're, you know, we're. And then he'll like bundle it up with Israel. Nope, actually, Israel hates Christians. It's, people don't get it. People don't see it. Okay. Furthermore, on Mike Pence, the overall Republican Party, which I am not. I'm not a Republican. I'm just, bro, I'm not, I'm, no labels, all right? Fuck a label, all right? Be America first, all right? The overall Republican stance is to, give exceptions to the liberals on abortion. Whether it be a 6 month, 6 week, whatever the fuck the situation is. Trump has made it clear, seeming he is the MAGA leader. You know, he's made it clear that, you know, a 6 week abortion ban, you know, he said clearly that it was a bad move. But, you know, when you look at Carrie Lake, you know, Carrie Lake recently said some shit about the abortion ban. You know, I'm going to leave it up to the states because I think that's the most... No. If you're really a Christian, you need to be unapologetically. I don't give a fuck, bro. If you, you know, you... And there's this idea that they can't win elections if they support a full abortion ban. That's the overall Republican Party stance. Okay, so all these people who talk about being Christian, like Mike Pence, Mike Johnson, Trump, Carrie Lake, go through the list, bro. Katie Britt, all of them bought and paid, bro. All of them bought and paid by Jews to push this rhetoric. You realize that abortions are allowed in Israel and they celebrate that, they promote that. That is one of the places in the Middle East where you can get abortions. Nope. Bought and paid. There's a this chick, I want to say her name is Isabel DeLuca. She's like a MAGA influencer. She got fucking charged by the feds for touching a table on January 6th. It's going to get to a point to where even if you mention January 6th, it's going to be fucking, you know, you're going to get thrown in fucking they're going to charge you. Wild, bro. It is a wild situation here in America. They worried about fucking bloodbath and shit, bro. Nah, the only bloodbath is what all these fucking... The only bloodbath is all these, you know, all these sex change surgeries for minors that's happening. That's the real bloodbath right there, literally. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Man, you want to... There's actually bloodbath. There's literal bloodbath. You know what? That it's so funny to me, like, how... like people, the outrage. Now, I mean, I could definitely say the outrage happens on both sides. Fake outrage is what I mean. Most of what we live in is fake outrage. You know, we live in a world where everybody is being fake. Yes, we live in a world where everybody is being fake. We got fake outrage. We got fake, you know, we got fake personalities. You know, you. It's like everybody's being fake, bro. The politicians are being fake. The actors are being fake. You go to people's jobs, they're being fake. Hey, how you doing? This fake personality. We live in a fake society, bro. And it's like one of these things where it's like, it's almost like it's okay. Like, people are okay with it. You know, people get fake outrage. People live in a fake society. People put on these fake personas on social media. It's almost like people like say to themselves, I want to be this, so I'm going to appear this way, and I'm okay with it. Because as long as it makes me happy and as long as it makes me feel good. See, this is kind of like the whole transgender thing where people know that they're not men or women, you know. And they're just like, yo, as long as I can tell myself that I am, that doesn't matter. It's like the girls who do we used to call it MySpace angles. You know, like people who fucking like take pictures a certain way where they tilt their head and the girl all of a sudden looks like a model and she looks skinny, you know, like be like, ooh, if I tilt my head to the side, then, you know, you don't see this whole fucking, like, you know, this whole double chin thing that I got going on. Do I got a double chin? It's not really a double chin, but you know, it might as well be. It might as well be, but you know what? That's okay. We're working on it, bro. We in the gym every day. Every day we doing what we got to do for the people to send in messages. They say Sly looking a little fat face these days. Probably am. Oh yeah, we definitely living in a fake ass world, bro. Mm-hmm. Social media. It has been one of the most horrible things that happened to society in the last 30 years. You cannot fucking change my mind on that. You know, people just living, people aren't in reality. You know, it's you know, sometimes it feels like social media is like, it's like a whole different fucking, like, I feel like we have reality, right? Reality is, oh, they fucking racing over here. Reality is like what you live when you turn off social media. And then I feel like social media has been like this whole other different layer, this different universe where people could fucking, where fat girls could look like they're skinny and people could take on these personas and you know, especially like the anonymous accounts. The anonymous accounts could post whatever they want. And people get all fucking like, they get all adrenaline out of it. Yeah. It was pretty simple back in the MySpace days. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. You know, the dude Tom, you know, he just wanted to like, he just wanted to live his life. You know, that was back when California was actually kind of like halfway decent. You know, it was like California, MySpace, you had your top eight. Yeah, we were arguing about top eight. Yes, you remember those days? The MySpace, I'm the MySpace generation. I'm the being on the internet in 1997 generation. People like argued about that shit, bro. And people did get fucking, that was the beginning. They was like, yo, man, you took me off your top eight, bro. What's up? Bro, we're going to have to fucking fight. I'll come to your house right now. Don't let me fucking put my fucking Nokia phone on for you. You know, you call someone on your Nokia phone when you was getting removed from your top eight. That's what they were doing, bro. Now, not so much, bro. Now I posted people unfriending me because they don't like that meme I posted. Yo, that's hurtful. We sound like Brian Stelter and fucking Don Lemon. Memes are hurtful, bro. Yeah, they're hurtful. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I you know. And then imagine someone out there that is apologizing for a meme. It's like, you know, some girl gets all fucking offended, and some soy boy dude was like, "Bro, I'm so sorry. Yo, Katie, I'm so sorry for posting that meme. I didn't mean to offend you." You know, oh yeah, they can get offended. And we call those spicy memes. Yeah, shout out to everybody pushing spicy memes all up in your shit, bro. You find yourself an anonymous account, bro, and you get some spicy memes. Woo! You talk about, bro, that make a motherfucker want to fucking come to your house with a fucking baseball bat, and they're going to fucking want to fucking kill your ass. Spicy memes. Is it, yeah. So you're telling me the same shit. Bro, I get unfollowed for shit I say on my show. Post a clip, boom. You gonna follow, bro. Same shit, bro. Just a still image of words and fucking people and shit. Oh, they will. We are in that place. How did we get here? I don't know. But we are definitely in that place. Fly Show Season 20, Episode 43. It's a great day, man. You know, the sun is out. Couldn't be any more happy. Yeah, that's right. Recently had a birthday. My son has a birthday coming up. It's good to go. March, April, let's do it. What are you doing? Are you guys preparing for the summertime? You know, they're already planning out the fucking hoaxes on Trump. And you knew it was going to happen. I can say everything I want about Trump in the world. One thing I will say is that the establishment is not here. The establishment is shaking in their boots. All right. Biden is a mess. Democrats are a mess. Liberal policy is a mess. All these governors doing stupid shit like Gavin Newsom, raising minimum wage at the fast food places. You know, people are already coming to me. They say, yo, I spent this X amount of dollars getting fast food and shit like that. And they're just, you know, it's a bad situation, bro. You know, it's a bad situation for people, and people are trying to fucking figure it out. And some people ain't going to figure it out because they're a bunch of normies and shit. The NPCs are worried about the word bloodbath. Great. I'm glad. Such a thing to be worried about. Because, if, you know, for a large amount of these people, it's just all fake outrage is what it is. You know, for a large amount of them. You know, which I find funny. Mm-hmm. It's people like walking all around me and shit. We got this Asian chick over here. We just had a nice, you know, dude smoking a cigarette. Yeah, I was thinking about smoking a cigarette the other day. I was thinking about fucking picking one up, bro. It's been like a few years, you know? Just that nicotine, bro. You know, let's get back into doing it like we was heroin addicts. I used to smoke cigarettes like I was a heroin addict, bro. What's a heroin addict do? They get their arm like this and they go like that. You know, bro, we talking about multiple packs a day, but it's not fun no more because the liberals already fucking like killed off menthol cigarettes. You know. You know, they fucking killed them, and their reasoning was quite funny. It was like, yeah, you know, kids who are 10 years old might want to smoke those. So we're going to penalize everybody that's, I think it's like 21, you have to be 21 years old. Bro, imagine that, you'd be like 19, be like 20 years old, bro. You know what I'm saying? Be like 20 years old, you in college, you banging girls, you doing your thing, and then you go to the store in California, you be like, yo, let me get a pack of cigarettes because, you know, I just banged a girl, you know, and then they'd be like, nah, you can't. You can't get a pack of cigarettes. What? Why is that relevant that you just banged a girl? Because, bro, I was watching Austin Powers years ago, and they just got done shagging, and then they was like, "Yo, do you smoke after sex?" And then he was like, "I never look, baby." It's Canadians. So if you just had sex and you want a pack of cigarettes and you're 20 years old in California, no. Isn't it funny how, like, government overreach is such a fucked thing? I saw a post yesterday of, what's the guy, Seth MacFarlane? Oh, he's a terrible one. He's a terrible one, bro. See, this is why, like, this is the situation, bro. Let me break it down. Let me break it down for you people out there, all right? Those of you that follow the slideshow, watch the slideshow, listen to the slideshow, I can't go in that direction. When I was 7 years old, I was watching Academy Awards, Oscar Awards, whatever. You know, my mother was sitting in the fucking living room, and she was, and I told her I wanted to go to acting, and I wanted to be in that industry, and I was going to get an Academy Award. I can't do that now. Dreams crushed. I'm damn near like fucking like, you know, like, what's his name? Uncle Rico from fucking, you know, Uncle Rico was from fucking the fucking thing. Uncle Rico was from fucking Napoleon Dynamite, one of the funniest movies ever made. Dreams crushed. Never did it. Now, Al Bundy. Now, that motherfucker was doing some things, bro. Bro, married with children. That's what they need to do. They should just stop. You know, I mean, because they said it's the end of times, right? It's the end of times. You know, there's biblical meanings behind this. So if it's the end of times, can we just stop, like, every movie that ever fucking got, like, every new movie that's coming out, every black version of something white that came out? Let's just stop all this woke shit, right? Let's stop all the woke movies. Let's stop all the sitcoms. We don't even need to fucking see Mr. Sheldon or whatever the fuck they're coming out with, or the 2024 version of a hospital sitcom that we've already seen millions of times. Bro, let's just bring all the old school shit back. We bring in old school movies back. Bro, Goodfellas every day. Let's go. All right. Goodfellas in the movie theater. Casino. Boom. Blow. Johnny Depp. All right. You good to go. You're probably a faggot, but whatever. You know, we need to get back to that. We need to just get back to, like, the old skit. Sitcoms, 7 p.m., What are we doing on primetime, bro? We doing the fucking Jeffersons. We doing the fucking All in the Family. We doing fucking Sanford and Son. Shit. You know? That's what they need to fucking do. They just need to fucking stop making new movies, and let's just, we good. You know, maybe the movie thing, like, you know, they say, like, hip-hop music, the genre is turning into country music, you know, and that's a different conversation. But you know what? Some things are just, you know, the whole movie, the whole idea of making movies, maybe it's just, like, wokeism just ruined it. So we're just going to start just watching, you know, like, we're going to just start re-releasing originals in movie theaters, on TV. That's all we need, bro. That is it. Slideshow season 20, episode 43. How's everybody doing? The 43rd minute of the show coming to an end here. Now we're in the 44th minute. So yeah, I mean there's just a lot of things that are happening out there in the political world. But there's just a lot of things that are happening, bro. Antonio Brown is ex-NFL guy, right? He fucking gets on Biden because Biden blocked him. And he's making memes of him being cool with Trump. He said, cracker of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the one he did today was the one when Nancy Pelosi and all those Democrats were kneeling with their, like, African, like, thing on that they had. Yeah, bro. I don't give a fuck, bro. All these politicians are stupid. And you know, that's something that people, I think, like, we should have our views. We should, you know, whatever your views are, your views. I might not agree, but we need to come to an agreement on the right and the left that these politicians are all bought and paid, either by China or Israel. Okay? You know what's funny? You know what I've noticed too? Is I've noticed that when Republicans want to, like, I guess, like, kind of call out Israel, but they're really just so bitch, bro. They're just so bitch made. You know, they are, bro. They're really bitch made, bro. See, that's why, like, I can't associate with these people. They're just so bitch made, bro. I saw the guy JD Vance the other day. He was talking about foreign adversaries, foreign money, you know, and they're not most of, you know, like I've said, the majority of the conservative, like, influencers, media people, they're not going to call out Israel. None of them are, really. If they got, like, real, like real following, nah. I don't see. I mean, Nick Fuentes does, and I think that's cool that he does that, you know. But, you know, I mean, Charlie Kirk, nope. Matt Walsh, nope. Candace Owens has been going in on that Robert Schmuley guy. He's a fucking loser, bro. I mean, that guy was, like, doing shit with Michael Jackson. He's been, like, part of the problem, one of the worst Zionists, like, living. Yeah, Candace Owens, you know, like, these people don't want facts, bro. That's real, obviously he doesn't want facts because, you know, he's a Zionist and shit, but, you know. We have more people taking walks in the middle of the day. That's right. They are walking by the Sly Guy as he is conducting another edition of the Sly Show. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly was definitely triggered back in the day because he could not fucking say his lines. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Fuck it, we'll do it live. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll see you guys later. Sly Show Season 20, Episode 43. You guys have a great day. God bless everybody out there. All right, I'll see you guys later.